Manu Patra alerts dated the 23rd of April 2019. Supreme Court has directed Gujarat government to pay 50 lakh rupee compensation and to provide government job to a woman who was gang raped during Gujarat riots of 2002. Supreme Court has issued notice to Rahul Gandhi in the contempt petition filed against him for attributing Chowkidar Chauhan remarks to the Supreme Court. Telangana High Court has ruled that no input tax credit, ITC, is available unless GST returns are filed and a taxpayer is liable to pay penalty on the entire liability. A Delhi court has directed CBI to give copies of all the statements and documents related to closure report of probe into missing JNU student Najib Ahmed's case to his mother within 2 weeks. Supreme Court has reiterated that power of a high court to enhance sentence awarded to a convict, while considering his appeal, can only be exercised after giving him the notice of enhancement. Supreme Court has said that accounts of Anil Ambani-led Reliance Infrastructures, R-Infras, ARM, Delhi Airport Metro Express Private Limited, DAMEPL, would not be declared a non-performing asset, NPA. Until further orders. Supreme Court has upheld constitutional validity of Clause I of Subrule 2 of Rule 8 of the Rajasthan Prisons, Shortening of Sentences, Rules, 2006 and also said that states can impose restrictions to consider remission claims. Bombay High Court has ruled that a woman cannot seek relief under the Domestic Violence Act against her divorced husband, as after divorce there is no husband-wife relationship between two individuals. Bombay High Court, in a relief to Maharashtra Chief Secretary UPS Madan, has quashed and set aside a special court order directing State Anti-Corruption Bureau, ACB, to probe corruption charges leveled against senior bureaucrat regarding land reserved for a drive-in theatre in Bandra Kurla complex. Bombay High Court has held that income tax notice sent in the name of a dead person is invalid though the information regarding the death was not given to the assessing officer before issuing of notice. Bombay High Court has set aside that portion of CBDT's action plan that sought to incentivize commissioners of income tax appeals who pass quality orders. Madras High Court has held that no leniency or misplaced sympathy shall be shown to the persons manning the TN Uniformed Services Recruitment Board, TNUSRB, in the matter of investigation into issue relating to creation of a fake expert opinion and selection of SIs. Madras High Court has quashed land acquisition proceedings initiated by centre as well as state government for ambitious 10,000 rupee crore Chennai-Salem-8 Lane Greenfield Expressway project proposed on a stretch of 277 km passing through agricultural as well as reserve forest land. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has imposed a fine on Karat Lane Trading Private Limited, a Tata Group company and subsidiary of Titan, for not constituting a nomination and remuneration committee in 2016 as mandated under Section 178 of the Companies Act, 2013. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Mumbai bench has held that tax deduction at source, TDS, provision will not be applicable for broadcast company on channel placement fees as per subsequent amendment in definition of royalty.